423 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is January 13th, National Rubber Ducky Day. I just love taking a bath with my rubber ducky. We have so much fun. Uh-oh, hang on, rubber ducky. It's an underwater volcano. That was a close one. Have a splishy, splashy National Rubber Ducky Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Attorney General William Barr saying the shooting at a Florida naval base last month was a terrorist attack. A Saudi Royal Air Force member killed 3 people and wounded 8 others.
The probe also led to 21 Saudi military students being removed from military training and sent back to Saudi Arabia for possessing jihadist material and pornography.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A royal concession from Queen Elizabeth.
The Queen saying she supports Prince Harry and wife Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. She says in a statement, "We respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life," adding that a transition period will now follow, during which the couple and their baby son will move part-time to Canada.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. And on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 83 points, the Nasdaq adding 95, the S&P 500 picking up 23. America is listening to Fox News.
My campaign's been fantastic. I'm the best candidate. I'm getting all the delegates from all the caucus states. Uh-huh. I'm known for being really tough on Marco and Ted Cruz. It's time these people realize they're gonna lose. They're losers. Everything I say.
There's a relic from the 2016 primary.
And now I say,
am laughing because Bloomberg, I guess when you have $1 billion and you're 77 years old and you have an irrational hatred for someone, you can blow that money just to... But he's not even making a dent. Nobody is. It's like we talked about last hour. Trump's going to Toledo. They're waiting 2 days in advance in lousy weather to have a chance to see him, to thank him.
Where are all these polls coming from that talk about all the candidates in the Democratic field when matched up against Trump, and they beat him?
They don't.
I mean, who is taking? Of course, I remember the polls from the last election.
Of course, and it's the same people putting the... It's all propaganda. This is an interesting thing because CNN, I've heard estimates as low as 10 million, as high as 100 million, that they paid to settle with Nicholas Sandman, the kid that was confronted by that Native American in D.C. because he had a Trump hat on. The kid handled it perfectly. Handled it better than I would have.
Yeah.
So CNN's already signed a massive check, whether it's 10 or 100. That's still a ton of money. Yet they left a tweet up from one of their reporters saying, "That kid has the most punchable face in America. This is a 16-year-old kid. They know no rules. They have no boundaries." Mm-hmm. Their hate is, it's metastasizing into parts of the brain that are making them behave like truly crazy people. The New York Times, The Post, NBC Universal, all the networks that rushed to judgment on that kid, and that's just about a year ago now. They're all going to pay, and they don't seem to care. CNN got whacked over the weekend for an $87 million settlement for union busting by one of their employees. How does... If the owner of the Astros can fire his general manager and manager after they've been suspended because he doesn't want that cloud hanging over his business, how does Jeff Zucker stay as CEO of CNN when they have their ratings are awful and half their audience is compelled to watch because they pay to be piped into airports. They pay for that.
Uh-huh.
I just learned that recently. They get caught up in these massive and embarrassing, I mean, I guess they're the leader when it comes to fake news. They openly take, I mean, my whole life, ever since the Iranian hostage crisis, I've never really looked at Iran as anything but a really bad place. And they're openly taking the side of, they're blaming the president for shooting down an airport. And Iran admitted they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Trump didn't shoot that plane down, nor did they shoot it down to lay it on him, but the media here is. I cannot believe the new levels of insanity that we see every day.
Well, you went back, you know, you talked about when Obama was elected, and I was not a big fan of his at all.
Neither was
it's
I.
It's not because of the color of his skin. That's what they try to make us all believe. You know, I like the Martin Luther King statement that, you know, look at the content of the person's heart,
yeah,
not the color of this. And that's the way I've always been. I don't care, you know, but I have to look at what they are inside.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear anybody talking. I mean, the president, Trump, had just been elected. He had not been sworn into office, and they were already talking about
impeaching him.
How can you impeach somebody who hasn't even been in office to do anything to be impeached for?
Now, that is serious business. And what the Democrats have done with this pathetic, and I'm kind of split. Let's go around the room and see what everybody thinks. We all know that the articles of impeachment meet no standard for impeachment whatsoever. There's nothing there. They're doing it because they think this is how they can get him politically. He wants to fight. He wants to go scorched earth. He wants to call Schiff and all these other people to testify, you know, under oath. Did you have contact with this whistleblower? Everybody knows the guy's name, Eric Tremella. He could call Biden and his son because they were part of the Ukrainian inquiry that he made. He didn't hold any money away from those folks. In fact, the new president of the Ukraine was glad that it was being looked into and was willing to cooperate, and not in exchange for anything. So if they go scorched earth, they can call in the Bidens. They can play the tape of Joe. I think we have it on permanent.
How do you get away with that?
Like this.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Solidly in your pocket.
How dare you?
There's another one. So he admits it. He admits, that's why they call him Quid Pro Joe. I think it's finally catching up to him a little bit because he's like in fourth place now in Iowa. But look what they've got. Can you imagine living under the same roof with Elizabeth Warren and that voice? I would be like this in 20 minutes with that shrieking nitwit. Bernie Sanders, who is flat out communist. I mean, at least he's honest. He says, yeah, I'm going to jack your taxes up on everybody so we can have universal health care.
That was great.
Thanks. I learned it from Joey.
That was so good.
Well, in all honesty, about half the people I used to be around in South Florida all talk that way, including the women.
They got the leather, you know, they didn't look like Bernie, though, did they?
Well. Let's take a call from Ken, shall we, at 411. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Greg. Hey, I think the days of CNN in the airports are starting to come to an end. Over Christmas, we went up to Huntsville to pick up our son, who flew in from one of the Air Force bases. And we got a really great deal out of Huntsville. In the airport waiting area where you sit and wait for the passengers to get off the plane, a huge jumbotron of Fox News was playing at Huntsville International Airport. Man, wow. That was awesome.
Maybe
no CNN anywhere.
maybe that's a local choice, or maybe Fox has finally figured out, hey, we can have a captive audience too. If Fox would just continue to be fair and balanced and so forth, that would be nice.
Yep. But I was pleasantly surprised I didn't have to sit there and watch Wolf Blitzer or any of those Yahoos.
It's unreal. I don't know how any of them can even show their face in public, much less on a network, with their horrendous track record of fake
patheticness.
News. Yeah, patheticness. Is that a word, Rosie?
Anyway, great Bernie impersonation, by the way.
Thank you. It was.
Well, thank you. Now I'm afraid.
It was a great one.
Take care, man.
I love it.
You know, when CNN first came into this market, I can't remember the cable company at the time. It was not Charter. It was, or before, I forget what they were at the time. They were the only one in Montgomery. And so they called me up and they said, we need somebody to come out, and we're bringing CNN in, and we've got this woman, and we want like a woman female male anchor, to interview these folks. And so we got to interview Ted Turner. You know, he actually came in because they were bringing in CNN into the lineup here in Montgomery. CNN was just being introduced at the time. So we would record this thing. There's no way to, in fact, they would shoot it and take the film or the tape back to the cable company, the studio, and play it. Of course, it was delayed, obviously. And Turner's sitting there, and Turner was he'd had some adult beverages, and I'm this talking head. I'm nobody. You know, I'm just somebody that they got to interview these people. I'm on the radio. You know, I had nothing to do with the cable company. And he's just giving me the hardest time because they were on the upper tier that you had to pay extra to get. He's like giving me the, just all over me about it. And I said, yes, sir, you're exactly right. I'll take care of that for you. So, but he was, you know, you would think somebody in his position would know that some schmo sitting here interviewing has nothing to do with anything.
Ted Turner, for a brief period of time, was kind of my hero because he was the ultimate capitalist.
Yes.
You know, did the billboard thing, turned TBS into a superstation, Turner Classic. I mean, those are all his. And then he married Jane Fonda.
Oh.
Never tell you my lame-ass
Great patriot.
Jane Fonda story?
No,
yeah.
Go ahead, yeah. I'll tell you about a funny line Rusty had up. But go ahead, though.
No. You know, in fact, Rusty just said, texted me, says that feller on the radio with you is good enough to get his own show.
Oh.
And Chuck says, "Storer,
yeah, right. No, I'm kidding.
You're making a lot of progress.
No,
that's funny.
No, this is when you know they were doing the chop. You know the Braves were doing
the
chop,
and
it became such a big. It's racist. It's all this kind of stuff. And so there was a game, and they showed Fonda and Turner sitting there, and she's doing some kind of a movement. And Rusty said, "Well, we found out she really wasn't doing the chop." You know, the Indian chop. She was just plumping up his ballpark Frank.
So. Oh! Oh! That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty, I'm going to tell Donna.
Really funny. Oh, she heard it, I'm sure. back when it happened years ago. See, Rusty was one of those guys that you never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Exactly.
And he was so fast.
People are listening. One person texted, was it Storer Cable? And then somebody else says Montgomery Cable.
I think
Vision.
It was Storer Cable or Montgomery Cable. It was one of those two. It was pre, we didn't have Nology or.
Wow.
Which is now Wow. But it, you know, it's morphed in, I guess, what was that is now sort of Charter.
I don't know about you going back to those days of cable, but I remember at least through the bulk of the 90s stopping by our company, which was Jones Intercable. And dropping off my check, I just had the basic package, 1,600 of cable channels, $16.14
right.
a month.
It wasn't much.
It's okay,
well, when
man.
When I moved here, we actually had our antenna outside. We didn't have cable when I first came to Montgomery, and you'd have to. Have, you know, we used an outside antenna. We got 12. We didn't have 8 at the time. We had 32 and 20. Those 20 was COV was CBS, and then of course the religious channel and the PBS channel, and so that's all we had.
Did you ever have a satellite dish?
I never did.
In the 80s in Florida, it was like the mine's bigger contest. You know, somebody would get a dish, and they put it up on a cement block in the backyard, and it was huge, you know?
Yeah.
And then, because that's what happens in Florida. If you put one inflatable ornament on your lawn, your next door neighbor's going to have two. And then the guy on the other side, he'll have three.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can you top this? It's an ongoing game of show-offs. And the thing about South Florida is none of them probably know each other's names because it's just, everybody is just into their own little island down there. But $16.14 a month for the basic cable package, it would have been, I think, $21 a month. And I had money. It wasn't like I was poor. But I wasn't going to pay $5 a month for HBO. I just didn't think there was enough content on it at the time to justify it. So how did that? That's okay. That's 20 years ago. How come it's $235 and I have none of the
And that's
premium
about what
channels?
We pay.
That's what the internet
Sarah course. Complains it's higher than our power bill.
Yeah.
And I'm very close to, you know, I have a I went out and bought one of the Roku televisions. Mm-hmm. It's all built in. And I did have the Roku device on our other one. I'm moving it into another room, and the thing I like about it is that there are so many things you can watch.
Man, all you have to do is get Pluto, cut your cable off.
Yeah,
you're good to go. Because you get to Roku, you get the little box, you know, and you hook it up to your TV. And then as long as you have Wi-Fi, you can get Pluto. And that's got all the channels that you guys love.
Yeah. It has... You can
what does that mean, Seth?
Smithsonian. Air disasters.
Yeah. You can get all of your cable channels. I know Hulu, there are a lot of them, they offer the local channels as well.
Right.
I mean, you're still able to see your CBSs and ABCs and NBCs through that. But everything's got an app, you know. And I go out and I love Bonanza. I grew up on Bonanza, so I found the All Bonanza app. I can watch Hoss anytime I want to.
Wow. I only get them at 10 o'clock on.
You get the TV Land. Get yourself a Roku and get you the Bonanza app. But they have a ton of things on there.
I never knew this about him. Well, the Bonanza app.
And you know, when I was a kid, when I was growing up, we had very little television up in Grundy, Virginia. I'm telling you, because of the mountains, we were lucky if we got two channels.
Mm-hmm.
And but on Saturday morning, and the kids had nothing to watch. Saturday morning, they had cartoons. That was not the only time.
Oh man.
And so, and of course, when I say cartoons, I'm talking about
the real,
real cartoons.
Yes, thank you.
But there were two shows.
Mighty Mouse.
One was called Fury, and the other was Sky King. Fury.
Yes, absolutely.
Fury is about this boy and his horse.
Sky King was not a helicopter show. No, it was the Whirly Birds.
But he flew an airplane and his niece lived with him. Of course, they were always getting people out of scrapes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd had surgery, my last hip surgery, and I'm sitting at home thinking, what am I going to do? So I went on and found all these episodes of Sky King and Fury that took me back to when I was 10 years old.
That's awesome.
And, but I'm telling you, the way it's going now, you can watch anything you want to watch. And there are ways to see programming. I mean, if you love Blue Bloods and
love it.
And those kind of shows, you can still find those shows and
I
see them.
Older it is, the easier it is.
And anything on cable that you would want to get.
I loved Car 54, Where Are You?
Yeah.
Some of the episodes.
Oh, that was so funny.
And I had one episode, because whoever was running it might have been me, stopped. But I had one episode I saved because it's not only hilarious, but it's a concept that's applicable and relatable in today's world. And I watched it just to go blah, 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 yesterday. And at the end, I instinctively hit erase. And I said, now how do I get that back?
Yeah. No.
You can probably, but if you have a smart TV, you know, YouTube, you can find tons of things like that on YouTube and other places.
Smart TVs require smart owners.
I was watching MeTV over
that,
the week.
Man.
They have MeTV, and they show the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
which I grew up on.
5 o'clock on Saturday.
My best friend growing up thought he was Curly, and he acted just like Curly. You know, and he looked like Curly. He actually looked like him, but it's funny to sit there and watch that. It's hilarious.
Can I impose on you for a good word about our mutual friend Donnie Turner?
Donnie
Brand?
Yeah. Who's he?
He has a place called Montgomery Paint and Body.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the boulevard at East Sugar Land. They make cars look as good as new, maybe better.
Well, you know, and I'll share. I've known Donnie for years. He's really one of the best friends I've had. He what a great heart he has for people. But actually, when I was doing what you do now, when I was on the radio, Donnie wanted to buy some commercials on my show, and that's when I got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's such a great guy. But the one thing I found out about Donnie is when we talk about him being a perfectionist, he doesn't want to turn anything out. That's true.
Yeah.
He is not going to let a car leave there. And in fact, he will not work with certain insurance companies if they don't allow him. Like, if you get hit in the rear end, for instance, on your car,
right?
You know, and he wants the bumper to come off because he said you never know what damage is behind there. You know, and
I got bumped fairly gently from behind when I had my hybrid. I took it over to Donnie. And the first thing he does is get on the ground on his back on a piece of cardboard and goes, what are you looking for? I wasn't sure. And he says, this is a hybrid. The connections to your battery are all back here and could have easily been dislodged.
Right.
And then it becomes a dangerous situation. I had no idea. But it also impressed me. He's the owner of the company. He could have told one of his employees.
One of his minions.
You get under there and check the... No, he did it. Mm-hmm. That's Donnie. He is a perfectionist, and that's why you can count.
Well, his machinery, he always invests in the latest technology. And when, let's say the automobile's been in an accident, they can actually put it back to at least factory specs or sometimes even better than the factory specs.
That's what they
that's
say.
Donnie.
Good as new, maybe better. I've learned it. Rich Thomas has been, he's got a gold card there. That's not to infer. Rich has just had bad luck. Jay, the boss. Loves his car.
I have a daughter, two daughters, and a wife. So,
oh, okay. We all love Donnie Turner. We heart Donnie Turner in MPB Boulevard, East Shirley Lane 27. Wreck with a W.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
God, you're hilarious.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
Hilarious unintentionally.
You should share your hilarious hate with everyone.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Do not attempt to change the station. We're telling you children now so you can adjust and not make jokes. From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say it was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire, but made it out safely. If you'd like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. And an Autauga County school is receiving high praise for its efforts to keep students safe. Attorney General Steve Marshall presented Prattville Junior High with his 2019 Safe School Award. This is the second time the school has received the honor. Prattville Junior High is one of nine schools across the state to receive the Attorney General's 2019 Safe School Award. I'm Daryl Hood. For those stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a forecast that really looks more like April than late January. Wow. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue from time to time. The overnight low is simply amazing for January, 64. Then for tomorrow, look for more periods of showers and thunderstorms. Same thing on Wednesday, high both days in the mid to upper 70s, and maybe a few leftover showers on Thursday, still highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
It's legal stuff.
Traffic at 429.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a lot of rain falling in the Montgomery area and heavy traffic. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge Road. We've actually got an accident on Norman Bridge at East Delano. That's going to be right before East Patton Avenue. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. East Boulevard, Taylor Road, very busy this afternoon. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. It is raining at the merge, and we have a slowdown on I-85 southbound. Folks merging to 65 northbound. Please be cautious. Lights on, buckle up, and slow down out there this afternoon. It is very dangerous on the roads. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas for Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With 3 offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
All the heads.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Charles, if he were a weatherman. Got to meet him once. We both have been very lucky in our careers to meet some pretty amazing people.
Well, you know, and that's true. I mean, over the years, you know, I've been able to...
I got to meet you.
There you go. But, you know, I mean, when you get to meet Dolly Parton, that's sort of a special thing. And Little Richard...
You met Dolly.
Yeah.
Well, you heard what happened when I met Dolly.
Uh-uh.
Oh, brother.
Now, here's a story. Here's the story.
She touched me.
Really?
But not...
Ooh.
You know, I understand you're the youngest person in the group, Seth, but try and get your raging hormones under control, okay?
I'm sorry. What number is this one? Got a list over here.
I don't have time to tell the story before the next break. And I was really going to go to the serious thing circulating. It's a commentary by Franklin Graham. And it opens with this line, and this will hit you. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again. And it goes into kind of a state of our country sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty heavy. Maybe it's too rainy today. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. But I've received it from several listeners. But something that... You really think I should tell this Parton story?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
Hey, if she said, yeah, you it's know.
And Larry, I would never try to one-up you on anything.
No, I just met her. I mean, we chatted for a few minutes. And
see, 4:33.
You can tell part A and then part B.
I've told you my captain's Tennille story.
You tell that one, and I'll tell mine
part
later.
Part one part two.
The only thing about Captain Tennille, I'm sitting in my office, and the secretary... calls me on the intercom. So there's some people out here that have a record they want to give you to play on the radio, ask you to play it. So I walk out, and there's a man and a woman, and we talk for a few minutes, and they hand me their record, and I didn't invite them back or anything else, you know. And she said, I grew up in Montgomery, and this is our first song. And they left, and I went back and put the record on the turntable in my office, and it was Love Will Keep Us Together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just discounted them entirely. You know, because they were in there. I didn't know it was Captain and Tennille.
Right.
This is Daryl Dragon and
is
Tony
it true
Tennille.
That her last name was actually pronounced Tennille?
Tennille. It was Tennille Furniture. Her folks had a furniture store here, but I guess she thought Tennille sounded better.
It does. Captain and Tunnel just doesn't have the...
Did not have the quite the same. They just got divorced not long ago. Gosh, after all that time.
I thought, can you see if Daryl Dragon is still alive?
He might have died.
He might have passed away. Dude. I don't know if I want to know, because there's been so much of that this year already that's making my head spin.
I'll keep it to myself.
When she says, I'll keep it, that means she'll keep it to herself, because that's Rosie. 4:35 is the time. Now, I do have a Dolly Parton story.
Yeah, he died 2019, okay. About a year ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's a great, I love John Lee Paints, and I love the signs outside, but there's one that stays with me. You might even say it sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah, because it's something.
I've met Tommy Shaw, too.
I've got my name on a couple albums over there
really?
In the corner.
Yeah, his mom used to call and ask us to play his records.
You know, she made an effort to meet me at the Meet and Three place over on Atlanta Highway that's so famous, and I can't remember.
Eastside Grill?
No. It's...
when it was.
Oh, my goodness. How could I forget? She saw me there and came up and said hello, and... I guess I gave her my phone number, and she called me one afternoon and asked if I would listen to Tommy's new bluegrass album and play it.
Wow.
I'd love to hear it. Sure, get it to me. And then she passed away not long after that.
Mm.
But she was such a sweet lady. And Tommy, I don't think Tommy has ever abandoned the guy he was when he grew up
here. Well, you know, he would come to town, and he would always come by the radio station, hang out with
sure.
us. I tell you who else, the Commodores, when they were so huge, but they were still living in Tuskegee. And they would just walk in and,
well,
you know, gosh, you're sitting there with all these, the Commodores, and talking with them. And you know, they were just down-to-earth people that we, you know.
And again, not to outdo you in any way, Larry, but I did introduce the Commodores to 40,000 people at the Orange Bowl one
there
night.
You go.
That look.
It's true. It's amazing. I wonder how many of these things we have in common. But I guarantee you, what happened with Dolly did not happen to you, and you'll be very glad when you find out what that was that I haven't discussed yet.
I'm curious.
Like to know.
4:37 is the time. We're going to head back to the traffic dungeon, get Rich's latest update on what looks to be a pretty rainy week. And thank you, Cooter.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy rain falling in downtown Montgomery right now. We've got slowdowns on I-85 southbound from about Perry Hill Road all the way down to the interchange. Same thing from the interchange outbound on 85 northbound. We've actually got slowdowns on 65 north and southbound from the interchange down past Fairview Avenue. Everybody's taking it slow this afternoon and all this rain, and that's the right thing to do. We've got two accidents, 2100 block of Narrow Lane Road. That's going to be right near the Sonic, just up from Mulberry Street. Also on Norman Bridge Road at East Delano, just before East Patton Avenue. Watch out for emergency vehicles making runs to those. We're congested on Taylor Road, the Eastern Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Please use caution, buckle up, and slow down this afternoon. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say it was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire, but made it out safely. If you'd like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. And an Autauga County school is receiving high praise for its efforts to keep students safe. Attorney General Steve Marshall presented Prattville Junior High with his 2019 Safe School Award. This is the second time the school has received the honor. Prattville Junior High is one of 9 schools across the state to receive the Attorney General's 2019 Safe School Award. I'm Daryl Hood. For those stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest.
Family-owned, family-operated. Wally Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a forecast that really looks more like April than late January. Wow. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue from time to time. The overnight low is simply amazing for January, 64. Then for tomorrow, look for more periods of showers and thunderstorms. Same thing on Wednesday. High both days in the mid to upper 70s. And maybe a few leftover showers on Thursday. Still highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV.
Start spreading the news. It's raining today. The temperature is gonna be
68.
Get up and have some juice. It's time to go to work, to work.
All right.
To work.
That was our risky click of the afternoon. I was looking for something with rain in it, and I came across this says Sinatra Rain, labeled brilliantly, but it's for mornings only, apparently. Well. But it was still cool. So what do we do here now? Larry and I have this Super Bowl of goofy stories going on. And you...
Well, you were telling the Dolly Parton story.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have not heard that.
All right. I was a known commodity in South Florida, so this is early 1981. And the big event then was the Dade County Youth Fair. And every radio station, of course, there was competition going on then, so we all brought in somebody that would impress our listeners. And we got Dolly Parton as 9 to 5 was number one.
Wow.
We announced it at a gathering. There was 1,500 people there. I had arranged the wedding of one of my characters on the show called The Weather Fairy. And come and see The Weather Fairy, and then we've got a big announcement to make. 1,500 people, and they paid $10 a head to get in.
Wow. Mm.
To this club called Nepenthe on Federal Highway. That lesson number one is keep your mic on. No, no. So this is a big deal, and the concert is in March, and we're all going to be there, the whole staff of person. The girl that followed me in middays became the voice of the Academy Awards several years after she left us. So she and Rick Shaw was... a huge talent, but I got to be the star because I was cute, so I was very vain. And since I had to bring Dolly out, I had just a little bit of a belly at the time. I didn't weigh but 185 pounds, but I wanted to be, you know. And I felt like I was backed up. That's why I had this little paunch going. So I said, here's what I'll do. I'll stop at a drugstore and get some X-Lax and cure this problem. Well, and I'd never used it before. I didn't know what to expect. And being the genius that I am, I wanted to wear something that would really make a hit with the ladies. And I had this great pair of white jeans to wear with my Waxy 106 staff shirt. So I got this. In fact, I even went to a Cuban drugstore to get it because I didn't want anybody to see me buying X-Lax and then calling up another radio show to make fun of it. This is seriously twisted thinking, but okay. So I took two of these little chocolate pieces, and it was a pack of eight, and nothing happened. So I thought, well, maybe I'm... So I took a couple more. And it's about an hour or so before the concert. And so I took two more. And finished the pack. It's a long drive to the venue. It's a 15,000-seat venue for this concert. And as I arrive at this thing, all of a sudden my stomach starts making laser noises.
From the first two he took.
I mean, everybody's had a stomach growl moment where people can hear it. This sounded like a video game. This is all going on, and everybody can hear it. And then I started to sweat. It was a cool evening, but I started to sweat.
The second two pieces.
And everybody's getting hammered. So, and Dolly is backstage with us, you know, for some photos and stuff. I have a picture. We all look horrible. It's amazing, but I looked the worst because I was feeling the worst. And I can't wait for this to be over. So the first jock goes out, brings out the second jock, who brings out the rickshaw, who, and I'm going to bring out Dolly. And as he's out there, you know, doing his thing, all of a sudden, I felt something that sounded like this. And now I am flop sweating. I'm like Albert Brooks in that movie. And I got to go out in front of 15,000 people in my white jeans and make sure I don't crap myself in front of all these people. I may as well tell you how it was. And I'm not exaggerating. I walked out on stage like a 90-year-old man with my butt.
He's demonstrating, folks.
Cheeks clenched and all.
Squeezed in the apocalypse position. I made it to the microphone, and fortunately, it was a football, so most of the people were to either side of the stage. There weren't too many directly in front, but it was packed. And everybody greeted me like, oh, yeah, big deal, but I am... I must have turned, as Procol Harum said, a whiter shade of pale at this point because I can feel the blood going somewhere. And I had a little routine I was going to do to bring her out, but at this point, I only had one mission. Let's welcome Dolly Parton and see if I can get it out without having a nasty accident in front of 15,000 people. So I just went straight to Dolly. The crowd goes crazy, and I turn around, and I'm grinding my knees together, walking off the stage, because it was that imminent.
Yeah.
I don't have a second to spare to make it to the park bathroom. And Dolly is walking out, and she grabs me by the arm, hard enough to stop me, and looks up at me with those big eyes of her and says, "Are you okay? You don't look too good." I said, "I'll be all right in a moment." And from that point, an hour after Dolly Parton's concert was over and most of the people were gone, I was still in the park.
You're still in the bathroom.
And fortunately, everything had to went where it was supposed to go, but I was, of course, being, you know, Mr. Image, I was driving a Corvette in those days, and I drove it all the way from South Dade County back to Fort Lauderdale Beach with my knees together and my legs fully extended so I didn't ruin that.
Yeah.
Somehow I made it, and I spent the rest of the weekend in my apartment very close to the bathroom. So don't do that, kids.
Eat a whole box of X-Lax.
Don't melt a box of X-Lax and then frost a cake with it because the outcome could be very, very unfortunate.
So it works.
Wasn't that a great story?
That was a good story.
That was wonderful. See, I'm getting abs from hanging out with you guys.
I don't know if I have a story quite that good.
Well, see. Right now, it is 4:50. We got Fox Business coming up. A look at the roads. I'm going to go down and see if it's still raining.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing in the green with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs today. Apple and other tech giants propelling stocks fueled by optimism about the signing of a preliminary U.S.-China trade deal, as well as upcoming fourth quarter earnings reports. Shah Galani, a strategist at Capital Wave, is predicting a strong earnings season.
I think the earnings themselves are probably going to be better than expected. I think they're going to probably rise maybe mid-single to upper single-digit numbers, and I think that's going to be very healthy.
And tomorrow, big banks will be kicking things off with J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo reporting before the opening bell. The Dow rising 83 points, the NASDAQ up 95, S&P 500 up 23. And Visa has gone shopping. The company will be buying financial tech startup Plaid for $5.3 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Barsky, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very slow traffic on I-85 north and southbound out of downtown from the merge up past Perry Hill Road. That is in both directions. It's raining in downtown Montgomery. Visibility is down and folks are slowing down. That's a good thing. We've got slow traffic across the Alabama River Bridge and past Northern Boulevard on I-65 northbound. We have a very congested boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway past Atlanta Highway over across I-85 down to Vaughn Road. It is very congested. Troy Highway and East South Boulevard from there down past Baptist to Narrow Lane. Use caution. And we have one accident right now. This is going to be at Willow Springs on 231 headed up to Wetumpka right before Jasmine Hill Road. It's got traffic backing up. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles that are headed to the scene. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You want to be a wreck? Take 8 X-Lax before your next appointment. Work for me. I know that because on the many occasions where you've been kind enough to help out when I've been out of town and stuff, that we had some things from your past in our files.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this one is labeled WHHY-Joke 2. I have no idea
what it would be.
Okay. Let's see what it is. This is our second Risky Click of the afternoon.
This is easy.
Power Hits Y-102. In just a moment, we'll tell you who this hour's winner is. We got a honey-baked hammer giving away, and of course, the flavor-rich prize pack. But best joke of this hour gets this. Next hour, the best joke will win a couple of tickets to see Kenny G at Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
Wow.
And
wow.
Dinner for two at the Green Lantern Restaurant. Yeah, best joke of the morning. $50 cash and dinner for two at the Green Lantern. 12 before 8 o'clock, Paul Harvey News coming up. And just before that will be Blake with the news. And he'll also give us a rundown on all those high school scores and who the big winners were last night. This is Y-102.
says, "Guys, what was hanging out?" And Jake says, "What's this man doing in the bed here?" And his wife says, "You see that refrigerator in there? He bought it." Says, "You see that car outside? He bought it. You see that food in there?
He bought it."
Jake says, "Cover that guy up. Don't let him get cold."
Apparently, she was having an affair. And
the
best I remember from that, yeah. But that was a long time ago.
Well, there's a bunch of those. So the next time you come in, we're going to say, heck with the news, unless there's obviously something that... every day it's the same fake stories. It's the same angst. I'm tired of it. And we get it all day. Everybody covers it. It's nice to take a break and have
I think we probably had, at our peak there, probably five people on the morning show. Would have been myself, yeah. Leslie Bailey, Rusty. Had a news guy.
Rusty.
Yeah, you know, Rusty. Rusty.
Rusty.
And then, Rusty. My news guy was pretty funny. We always had a traffic person. We even had a sports guy for a long time.
Yeah.
And then we had somebody who helped produce answer phones, that kind of thing.
We had nuclear sports. I had usually about five. With me included as part of the team. And it was great. It was great to have, because that was before the internet.
Yeah.
And you had to pull it out of somewhere, and every day...
Couldn't go find it instantly.
Yeah.
You know.
So, will you be able to join us a week from today?
Yeah, I'll try to get back here next Monday.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do. This is tough. We'll take a couple of quick calls here. Joel?
Inquiring minds want to know, how much weight did you lose that weekend?
Let me see if I can put that in one sound effect or less. Randall.
Hey, it was Sports Palace, the restaurant, and I think he got you on the one up. So I think Greg's winning right now.
You
Well, we're gonna resume Greg, next week.
Yeah.
Greg is whooping on you.
You can't just top that one.
Long thank enough, you, Randall.
Man, I love you.
Love you too,
I
man.
I can't wait to admit. Man, later.
All righty. Larry, thank you again.
All right. I'll drop back next Monday. We'll kick some stuff around.
We haven't just scratched the surface here, man.
I know.
We're just getting started. Let me take a moment to tell you about your CBD store. This is where they sell only products made from totally legal organic hemp, and most of the products at your CBD store contain zero THC. Your CBD store products are award-winning. It's the SunMed product line. Boat is the best hemp oil, the best topical cream. I've used that many times, and it works.
And the news best from where you live.
Yeah. This is news from where I sit. SunMed has been voted the best hemp oil, the best topical cream, and best collagen cream. Yes, this can have a very positive effect on your skin texture. You see all those commercials, and they want you to buy $150 worth of stuff over the TV. You can go to your CBD store and talk to Marissa and Laurie about products that can make a big